You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I have a game here that brings a lot of memories back for me. A lot of nostalgia coming back to me back in my early days of Microsoft Windows. Well, I mean, way back when. Decades ago, we'll just put it that way. Back then, it was much simpler, and Windows came with two games that I absolutely loved to play at that time. And the first one was Solitaire, and the other one was called Minesweeper. Minesweeper was one of those games that was challenging to your mind. You have to kind of think about things, figure out where things are, and to discover where the mines are without setting it off and to explode. So this has been a long-lost game that I used to play and love, and I wanted to bring this to you guys. It is called Minesweeper Deluxe. It is 99 cents US dollars in the App Store. Very nominal fee, worth every penny for me because I am a huge Minesweeper lover. So I would like to try to introduce you to Minesweeper and get you an idea. If you have never played Minesweeper, it can be very confusing at first. So I hope in this podcast, and my goal is to give you an idea how this game is played so you can listen for yourself, and lastly, if it's something you want to purchase. Now, this is not an audio game like I've done in the past. This is an actual grid style game that you will have to click and press and try to use your brain to figure out where the mines are located. So let's go to the Minesweeper Deluxe app.
Minesweeper Deluxe.
And we'll do one finger double tap to open this game.
Level 146 defined.
Now, the first time you open up Minesweeper Deluxe, it's going to have a little small description for good luck and such. So I'm going to swipe to the right here.
Welcome to Minesweeper Deluxe. Clear the minefield of mines. Long press to set slash remove a flag. Long press the level to cycle color themes. Good luck. Tap to start game.
Okay. This game is going to focus for people with low vision and those that are blind. I like the low vision aspect because everything is much bigger, so it's large, and you can scroll around to see the screen. So that's a nice aspect of it. But since I'm blind, I'm going to use VoiceOver, and I'm going to specifically show you the way I do it in playing this game. So essentially, you are trying to sweep all the mine off of this grid. You are presented with a grid. The first level here is 7 grid across, 7 grid down. So it's a 7x7 grid style. So that means I have 7 rows and 7 columns. So let's do a one finger double tap to start the game.
Level 146 defined.
Within this map, there are mines located on here. We don't know how many mines there are that we need to find and sweep out. But at the top left, that is what we call row 1, column 1. That's the very top left, which is 1-1. And if I went down 1 to row 2, that'll be column 1, row 2. We'll describe this as 1-2. Column 1, row 2. One below this would be column 1, row 3. So it would be 1 and 3, and etc. as we go down. If you go to column 2, row 1, you will have 2-1, which means second column, first row, and down 2-2, 2-3. Hope that makes sense. First, we have to start cleaning and sweeping for mines. This is the part where it's just sheer dumb luck, whatever you touch. Now, you have two ways to go and play this game. One, you can do a touch explore and feel all the grids. Or, I use something called vertical navigation. I find this way easier to use because, essentially, you will have to swipe left, 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 right, right, or touch. I want to be able to navigate through the grid going up and down, left and right, as swiping up and down, left and right. This is a rotor function that you can add into your rotor as vertical navigation. So I'm going to go turn on vertical navigation.
Language, vertical navigation.
There it is. Now it's set. I'm going to go to row 1, column 1.
Cabinet 1-1.
All right. So we have a hidden 1-1. What does hidden mean? It means that area has not been cleared. So we have to do by, like I mentioned before, we have to start clearing the mine, touch anywhere you want, do one finger double tap to start in that cell. For me, I'm going to start at the top left. So let's do one finger double tap.
1-1-1.
So I heard a very distinct dunk. And so let's see what that is. So let's see what it says.
1-1-1.
One at 1-1. Okay, so basically what this means, folks, is that there is one bomb in this close to this proximity. It can be connected anywhere within this cell that's connected to this cell. So in other words, I'm at 1-1, right? To the right of me is 2-1. It could be a mine there, or there could be one mine below me at 1-2. Or it could be connected diagonally from you, which is at 2-2, if that makes sense, to the right or below you or diagonally. So that didn't give me a whole lot of room to figure out what I'm going to do, because I have a 1 in 3 chance. I don't know. I know there's one mine connected to this, but that's not enough. So let's go to another corner and hopefully we'll get better success and luck and a little bit more cushion room that I'll be able to figure out where these mines are. Remember, this is a 7x7 grid. I'm going to go find 7-1, which means column 7, row 1. So essentially from 1-1 is all the way to the right in that corner, so the top right corner. So let's go up there.
Kevin at 6-1. Kevin at 7-1.
Here we are. Okay, so there's something hidden here. We haven't sweeped this. I'm going to do the same thing. One finger double tap.
1 at 7-1.
All right, we're not having much luck here. I got the same problem. I got 1 at 7-1, which means there's one flag here. Let's go to the bottom left here, which should be 1-7. That's the bottom left.
Kevin at 1-7.
All right, let's try here. One finger double tap.
Empty at 1-7.
That's a good sound. That means that you just swept a whole board worth of things. So it means you start to get some hints. I am going to go up the column. I'm going to go up the column of column 1. Now, if you remember, we had a number 1 at the top left and number 1 at the top right. I couldn't figure out which of the cell might contain the bomb. So let's hope that it will help me figure out where I can find that mine. So let's go up here.
Empty at 1-6. Empty at 1-5.
These are all empty, so I'm just going to the first column here.
Empty at 1-4. 1 at 1-3.
All right. So I'm kind of boxing this in. So I'm at column 1, row 3. Telling me there's one connected to this. Let's go up one.
Kevin at 1-2.
All right. So that's hidden. That could be the mine. Let's go up one more.
1 at 1-1.
There we are. That's where we were. So it tells me there's one connected somewhere here. More than likely, it's touching the one with the 1-3. So that tells me to the right of me shouldn't be a bomb, in theory. So let's go to the right.
Kevin at 2-1.
We don't know if that's a bomb or not. Let's go down. So I'm going down column 2. I'm just going to kind of look in this corner of where 1-1 was. So I was at 2-1. Let's go down one.
Kevin at 2-2.
Okay, let's go down one more.
2 at 2-3.
All right, so we have 1 at the top left. Below that, we don't know if that's a mine. Below that is a 1, and to the right of that is 2. 2 means there are 2 mines connected one way or another. It could be upper left, above me, upper right, to the right, not to the left because there's a 1 there, so I'm good with that. It could be below me. Let's see if it's open.
1 at 2-4.
Ah, so there's 1 down here. So that means to me that in order for that 2 to see a mine and the ones above seen it, it has to be, wow, this is going to be difficult. So I'm going to go down one more.
1 at 2-5.
Okay. I have 2, 1, and 1. So I'm getting kind of down there. Let's refocus back to top corner and we'll come back to this.
1 at 2-4. 2 at 2-3. Kevin at 2-2. Kevin at 2-1.
We'll go to the right of this.
Kevin at 3-1.
So we don't got much to work with.
Kevin at 2-1.
I am thinking because there's 1 at the top corner, there's a hidden bomb, then a 1, and then a 2 to the right of that. I am thinking that to the right of 1-1 is not a bomb. So I'm going to take the chance and do a one-finger double tap on 2-1.
1 at 2-1.
Woo! All right. There is not a mine there, but we do have one flag. So obviously we know it is very close in this area. So let's go to the right.
Kevin at 3-1.
I don't think it's to the right either because the one in the first column, row 1, and then to the right of that, they're saying there's only one in this area. So to the right could not be a mine. It's obviously either down below me or to the catacorn to the bottom left direction. So I am going to double tap on 3-1.
Empty at 3-1.
Okay, that's a good sound. That means I just sweeped a whole bunch of different sections. Now, let's see what we've got here. We got one here.
Empty at 3-2.
Ah, it's empty at 3-2. So that means to me, folks, that to the left.
1 at 2-2. Kevin at 1-2.
Ah, so you just sweeped it out and it just answered for me. That has to be the mine right there because.
1 at 2-2.
It just told me that there's 1 at 2-2. You see how we're starting to get that? So the top left, row 1 is 1. Next to that is 1. Down below that is 1. Down below that is 1. And to the left is 1. Thus for making column 1, row 2, the candidate where the mine is. So let's go ahead and flag this because I'm pretty positive that is where the bomb is. To mark it, we're going to do a one-finger double tap and hold. Do not do one-finger double tap or explode, and you'll lose the game, and you have to do it all over again. So let's go back to column 1, row 2.
Kevin at 1-2.
One-finger double tap and hold. All right. We have marked that as a bomb. It should say...
Flag at 1-2.
Flag at 1-2. Congratulations. We just marked the first bomb. Let's go to the right.
1 at 2-2.
And down.
2 at 2-3.
This is where we were before. There are two bombs connected to this cell. So obviously, top left is connected. That's where the first bomb is connected to. Now, from here, we went up.
1 at 2-2.
There's only one in that direction that was connected to the bomb to the left. So obviously, to the right of this.
Empty at 3-2.
Aha, is not a bomb. So let's go down one.
1 at 3-3.
We are now to the right of where we were at 2-3, where it says there are two bombs connected. So it's already connected to the bomb at 1-2. That means there has to be a bomb below me.
Kevin at 3-4.
I am positive that has to be the bomb. Let's go to the right.
1 at 2-4.
Yep. So it says there's one here. That is where it has to be because everything around it, it has been swept, and this is the only spot it could be connected to. So I'm going to mark that.
Kevin at 3-4.
Excellent. Now I marked it. That means we have two mines. I have marked two mines. That means there's still certain grids that are still hidden that we need to sweep. We have to sweep the whole map in order to finish this up. So let's find where that cell is that haven't been swept. So I am, since we have pretty much done the upper quadrant, which is the upper left-hand corner, so let's flag one more bomb before we proceed on. And that way you get a better idea how to locate a bomb. So let's go up to the second row here.
1 at 3-3. Empty at 3-2.
All right. So we're column 3, row 2. I'm going to go to the right.
Empty at 4-2. 1 at 5-2. Kevin at 6-2. Kevin at 7-2. 1 at 7-1.
All right. Now we're at the top right-hand quadrant. Now we have a 1 here. I'm curious if I swipe to the left.
Kevin at 6-1.
Here we are with the same situation. One more to the left.
1 at 5-1.
All right, so this is not too bad. So it's telling me there's one connected in this area. Now, it has to be to the right of me because one is to the left and one is to the right, and the middle in between is a hidden. Now, that's not the case always. Let's try one more thing. Let's go down from here.
1 at 5-2.
Ooh, interesting. Now that just made things a little more difficult. Now it's telling me, so we obviously know there's a bomb to the right of me or above that because they're all indicating they're connected to one bomb in this area. I'm going to do this. To the right of this.
Kevin at 6-2. Kevin at 7-2.
A 7-2. I am pretty positive there is not a bomb here because there's a 1 above me, 1 to the left of that between a hidden space. And then below that was 1, and to the right of that is a hidden. So, has to be one of those two, not this one. So, I'll one finger double tap.
1 at 7-2.
All right. Let's see what we opened up here. I am going to see, I'm going to go down one, see if it detects a mine to the left of me. So, when I go down.
1 at 7-3.
Aha. It says 1. So, that means there has to be a bomb either to the catacorn diagonally upper left, or it could be one more bomb down here. Let's go to the left.
1 at 6-3.
Ah, now we're starting to trap this in. One more to the left.
1 at 5-3.
Oh, praise the Lord. This is going to be easy. So essentially in your mind, think in your mind right now what I've just done. At the top right, there is a flag of 1. Below that is a 1. Below that is a 1. I went left. There's a 1. Went left. There's a 1. Go up.
1 at 5-2.
There's a 1.
1 at 5-1.
And there's a 1 there. Essentially, I just made a box. There's 2 hidden areas, which is that.
Hidden at 6-1.
6-1. Or.
Hidden at 6-2.
It has to be 6-2 where the mine is. I'm going to show you. I'm pretty positive because we've got 1s all around it, right? So it's pretty obvious. So let's go up 1.
Hidden at 6-1.
One finger double tap here.
Hidden at 6-1.
Awesome. We just completed the level. That means we found 3 mines and all of them have been discovered. No, you do not have to flag every bomb. A flagging just reminds me, don't touch that area. It took me a long time just to figure that out. And I'm pretty sure that's where it was. Now, you can unflag that by doing a one finger double tap and hold again. Just remember not to do a one finger double tap. Otherwise, you'll activate the bomb. Once you hear that, we have completed it. Now, it should tell us what our next level is, what kind of goals, and how many mines we should have. So let's go to the bottom here.
Well done. Next level is 2. It has 3 mines to find in a 7x7 grid.
Okay, so once again, level 2, we have a 7x7 grid. There are 3 mines, and you have to start all over again. The more you get into this, the harder the games become. Believe me, it gets really dicey when you start to get 1s and 2s and 3s and even 4 sometime. And it gets really nutty. And this is why I love this game. And most of all, I hope this made some sense to you. And if this is something you'd like to try or you think you would like this game, get it. It is a great app, Minesweeper Deluxe. Get it in the store. If you have any questions or any advice and tips for others, please leave a comment to this podcast on applevis.com. Well, that is going to do for me. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous, and I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.